Welcome to A View Beyond the Ordinary podcast. I'm Jolene Lenz, and this is where we explore those divine encounters and meet some courageous souls who share their stories with the goal of helping us pursue our own bliss or dream.
I would like to welcome Migdal Graham to my first official podcast of You Beyond the Ordinary. And why Migdal is such a special guest to me, y'all, is she's the one that helped me create this, that gave me the idea and planted the seed. So Migdal, welcome to this. Being my first podcast, I am honored that you're here, and I can't wait to talk about a subject I am so passionate about. So first, I'd like to introduce you and share with the viewers a little bit about your background. So I'm going to read this. Just so everybody knows, Migdal Graham is an author and therapeutic storyteller. Her calling in service to others is to help people see themselves and their place in the world with new eyes. The stories we tell ourselves and don't tell ourselves impact our emotions, our physical states, our choices, and relationships. Migdal uses her stories, her own and others, to enable people to see the bigger picture, to inspire new ideas for change, and to move to action. When a person can identify their role in their own story, as well as the story of someone who has shared their same experience, they begin to truly understand their lives and the world they live in. So, Migdal, it's really interesting. So first, obviously, everybody knows I know Migdal, and I've had the honor to meet her. Gosh, it's been a number of years ago. We both share really a similar interest. So in the topic that I'm talking about, the first question I love to ask is, what inner calling or dream was impactful for you, and why did you pursue it, Migdal?
Yeah, and thank you, Jolene, for having me. I always wanted to be a writer, and I always wanted to be a published author. I am absolutely captivated by stories and by words. And for me, writing, listening to stories, telling stories, that's how I made sense of my life. I also think that stories are a great way to connect people. I think everybody has a story to tell, and I think everybody wants a chance to tell it. And while we're here on Earth, we're here to heal each other. We're here to help each other. We're here to guide each other. And stories, that's how we can do it. And along the way, over the years, I started to think, well, maybe I can share my stories and share stories that other people have told me. And if I share those stories, maybe I can help people make sense of their lives too. And so I became an author and a therapeutic storyteller.
Great. So did you, I was going to say, when did you realize this dream? When did you get the feeling that you were a writer and you would follow this storytelling path?
I can't remember a time that I didn't want to be a writer. That said, that's one direction, right? I always wanted to be a writer. But going the other direction, I think for me, challenges, hurdles, the kinds of things that I had to overcome, and I think everybody has to overcome it. I always knew I wanted to be a writer. But for me, life, just life, was the biggest challenge I had, because everybody knows you cannot make a living being a writer. Yeah, we've all heard that. And especially we've heard, and very few people ever get published, let alone make a lot of money and make a name for themselves being published. So that belief alone kept me from taking risks and becoming the storyteller that I wanted to become. But I will say this, it didn't stop me from becoming a writer. This is how it worked for me. I knew that I had to make a living. I also believe that everybody has an inner calling or a dream. And I think the universe conspires to help us make that happen. We're given signs, opportunities, experiences along the way that are designed to keep us on the path. I like to think of it like a spiritual GPS. The universe puts in the destination for us, that dream, that calling that I think we're all born with. But we get to choose the destination of how we're going to get there, right? The route, how we're going to do it. What are we going to do to get along that path? Now, we know that there's all kinds of different roads to take, and there's all kinds of detours that we're going to hit along the way. And every time we hit a detour, this is what I think happens. I think the universe recalculates the path for us. Destination is still the same, but now we're going to get new opportunities. Now we're going to get new road signs. Now we're going to get all kinds of new experiences that even though we turn left instead of right and we hit a roadblock or we hit a traffic jam, the universe helps us to keep putting one foot in front of the other and moving forward, which is exactly how it happened for me.
I love that you shared, McDowell, synchronicities, road signs you've had along the way. Was there one that you can share with the viewers around, you know, how you know it was magical? It something led you from beyond or from the divine that helped you on this path?
And for me, at this point in my life, wasn't always that way. But at this point in my life, I absolutely know that every single thing I've encountered, every single opportunity given to me, experience given to me, was supposed to keep me on my path. And I just kind of changed it a little bit along the way so that I could make a living. So first, to keep a roof over my head, feed myself and my dogs, I became a technical writer for many years. And yeah, that wasn't the great American novel, which I wasn't destined to write. But I really took pride in being able to use words that made difficult concepts easy to understand. And believe it or not, I actually won some awards for my user documentation. Then the next little thing that came to me, the next synchronicity, was that I became a business process engineer. And for me, that meant working with people to help them change how they were doing business to get them from point A to point B easier and more efficiently. And then all that time, I'm doing this to feed my dogs, to feed myself, keep the roof over my head. I start exploring how stories can heal us. I learned to really listen to the stories that people were telling me, but the messages behind the words that they were using was really important. Then again, synchronicity, I just happened. I don't believe that, but I started connecting with way showers, healers, people who could enable me to figure out how to use storytelling to help people get from where they are, point A, to where they want to be, point B, on their spiritual path as well.
Great. And when you share that too, in terms of your greatest aha moment, is there one where you just go, oh my gosh, this is one of the most aha moments I've had in my life?
Yeah, absolutely. And so of course, for my aha moment, the best way to describe it, I'm going to steal a quote from another writer. Of course I am. This is the Victorian novelist, George Eliot, who in fact was actually a woman. She had to go under a male pen name. Her real name was Mary Ann Evans. And she said this, I'm sure a lot of people have heard this. She said, it's never too late to be what you might have been. Mm. Yeah. So we're given opportunities to pursue our dreams. The universe puts in the destination. We start marching down the path. And then time passes and life intrudes. And we need to keep a roof over our head. And we need to feed our dogs. And sooner or later, that dream starts to seem further and further away. That destination gets to a point where you don't even think you can see it any longer. And you don't even see the signs. You don't take advantage of the opportunities. And there's a point where you absolutely believe it's never going to happen. And then all of a sudden, it happens, right? Mm-hmm. I couldn't have been more than 10 years old when I absolutely knew I wanted to be a writer and an author. Fast forward 50 years. I was 60 before I published my first book. But the roads that I chose to take on the path, well, the universe kept that destination there for me and kept recalculating, right? Just like GPS, Every time I took a wrong turn or a different turn or a turn left instead of right, the universe recalculated for me. Everything made my dream come true at the right time. Mm-hmm. Person I am today, what I have to share now, the experiences I've had, I never would have had those 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. Now I have. I was an English major in college. I get to become a technical writer. I end up being a process engineer. Who would have thought that it would have had anything to do with making my dream happen? I met a whole lot of people who had really interesting stories to tell and lessons I needed to learn. And they were people I never would have met if I hadn't taken a wrong turn or hit a roadblock, turned left instead of right. I never would have met those people. Then over time, I learned to trust my intuition, start looking for those synchronicities. Eventually, I learned how to connect with my own team in spirit so I could bring their messages forward in my books. Also, let us not forget, even up until a few years ago, you had to have a book agent to get published. Mm-hmm. Now, what do we get to do? We can self-publish in all kinds of formats, in all kinds of ways, just like what you're doing with your podcast, to as many people as we want to share our stories with, and for as often as we want to do it in any way that we want. So that path, all the wrong turns, all of the detours, everything, that was the path I was supposed to be on. And that's how it allowed me to become the storyteller that I was meant to be.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. And knowing from the age of, I didn't realize from 10 to 60 is when you published your first book. So yeah, congratulations, McDowell. And one question too, through that period, what was the greatest challenge looking back that you overcame?
I think for me, I think it was patience and the belief that I'm still here. I can still accomplish what I want to accomplish. I don't have to give up. I can keep moving forward. I have a funny story to tell about that. Of course I do. I have a funny story to tell about that. When I was 47, lifelong dream. I wanted to learn to play the bagpipes, lifelong dream, bucket list. So at 47, I finally think, don't you think maybe it's time to get moving on that? But everybody told me, you know how long it takes to learn how to do the bagpipes? At least 3 years. It's one of the most difficult instruments to play. You're never going to be able to figure it out. So I said to a colleague, and I still remember this, oh my God, I want to learn to play the pipes and I'll be 50 before I ever figure it out. And she said to me, you're going to be 50 anyways. So you either start it or you don't. And guess what? I didn't start it. I don't have to achieve all my dreams, but what did I learn out of that? I was going to be 60 anyways. At some point, I'm still going to be that age and I don't have to count myself out. It will come when it's supposed to come. And like I said, I couldn't have known that or figured that out when I was 20 or 30 or 40 or even 50. That was it. It was patience. It was knowing it's going to come together, but also knowing I've got to do my share, right? Universe puts the destination into my spiritual GPS. It's my job to put in the route and keep moving forward. Keep moving forward.
I love your analogy. I will GPS. That's a great blog, McDowell. I'm sure you'll write in about your book. Yeah, you may have already done that. Have you referenced that? Oh, right there.
I already started it. And one more thing before you wrap up. Of course, I have another story. And this is about synchronicity, because I know for you, magic is transformation. Synchronicities help underscore that concept of magic. How do things happen that we say, no, There's no way that could have happened, really. So what I've learned over time is to pay attention to the signs and the synchronicities. Everything, for me, how I navigate my day, everything that I know I'm going to encounter has something to do with something. Because as you know, how I write my books, the universe sends me an experience, an event, an encounter with someone. And that experience is what I'm supposed to write about. And when I recognize it, then all I have to do is sit down, start writing, and my team in spirit tells me what it is that has to be said. But here's a great example. This is a true story. It absolutely happened to me this morning. Now, I know we're going to have this podcast, and you've given me some questions in advance, and I'm, you know, ready to go. I'm going to have great things to talk about. Realize your dream. Go forth. You know, all that great stuff. So I start the morning. I have to go to Walmart, and I have to go grocery shopping. Now, I happen to hate going into stores that have music blasting. Mm-hmm. Can't hear yourself think. It's loud. It's obnoxious. I don't know why it's there. And Walmart does that probably better than most. So what I usually do, I've learned how to kind of put in mental earplugs so I don't have to listen to that god-awful music. Well, today I'm thinking about the podcast and I'm not paying attention to what do I need to do to put in my mental earplugs. I walk in the door and before I have a chance to kind of lock down so I don't have to listen to the music, I realize they're playing the theme from Flashdance. And so for anyone who knows that movie, or even if you don't, I'm going to tell it to you. The story of the movie is this young woman wants to become a dancer, but along the way she trips up because she has to make a living and she doesn't know how she's going to make that dream happen. But the universe conspires to put her on a path that's going to head her in that direction. And what happens? One of the things that happens on her path, she becomes a steel worker, right? And her boss happens to know people on the board of directors at the school where she wants to study dance. And he gets her an audition, which she never would have gotten if it hadn't been for happening to be a steel worker. That to me is exactly how the universe conspires to make it happen. As long as you keep moving forward, you put one foot in front of the other, sooner or later, you're going to get there.
That is a great illustration. And I think just paying attention, McDowell, and staying present in the moment, it takes practice. It isn't as easy as one would think, or at least it hasn't been in my case. And hence why we're here to share with others. I know there can be, especially with COVID and anxieties at a whole new level being, you know, sequestered in our homes, having hope that there is, you know, one foot in front of the other can lead us to our heart's dreams. And on that note, just to end,
adding one thing, Jolene, because I want your audience to know this. I don't make my living yet being an author or a therapeutic storyteller. I have two jobs. My day job still feeds my dogs. I am a project manager and I still work in the public arena to keep a roof over my head. But that job funds the job that feeds my soul. And that is being able to write, being able to do my videos, being able to be a therapeutic storyteller. So it's not one or the other. And I want your audience to know it doesn't have to be. You can find meaning in whatever you're doing right now, and that can be the thing that can infuse the part of the dream you still have.
Absolutely. It sounds like it's affording you the opportunity to be creative,
yep,
conscious, and the things that you know, consciousness about paying attention to everything, and it's paying for your roof over your head. So I agree, McDowell, it's a gift. So walking on our path, and I think that's a great example to help others, and you just gave that, is maybe we can't all do what we want to do full time. Just take one step, and this may lead us to who knows what's going to happen in your future as well. So if you could say one quote at the end, just to end it, and I know you shared one already was that George Eliot?
George Eliot.
Mm-hmm. Great. Are there any others you would like to end the podcast with?
Absolutely. And it's on my website, because this is the truth. The world is more than we know.
And it goes so beautiful with "If You're Beyond the Ordinary." So thank you, McDowell, for sharing your wisdom, sharing your time. I value you greatly, and I value your message greatly. You've been a gift to me, so thanks again.
My pleasure.
If you would like to connect with McDowell Graham and learn more about the books she's authored and her therapeutic storytelling, you can find her on her website, www.cracksinconsciousness.com. You can find her books on Amazon or watch her videos on her YouTube channel. And again, her name is McDowell Graham. She also is on Facebook at Cracks in Consciousness. Thank you for tuning in today to A View Beyond the Ordinary podcast. To connect with us, go to the website www.jolinelenz.com, and that's spelled J-O-L-I-N-E-L-E-N-Z. We're also on social media. I hope to connect with you there, and make it a great day.